This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Couple of stories now. Well, actually, it's one story and an interview about globalization and organized labor, President-elect Trump's new American industrial policy and manufacturing, and heavy industry in this country. It's been about a year and a half since a slew of iron ore mines were shut down in northern Minnesota, caught up in a big global steel downturn. Steel, of course, takes iron to make it. 2,000 people were laid off, some of them third and fourth, even fifth generation miners. Some of those people have been able to go back to work, but others are having to make backup plans for their futures. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker has our story.
Most mine workers on Minnesota's Iron Range will tell you they're used to the ups and downs of the industry. Tony Drazenovich works at the plant everyone calls Keetac, one of two Minnesota mines owned by U.S. Steel.
I've been laid off 7 times from Keetac in that 17 years, so that's a lot of layoffs.
But Drazenovich says most of those layoffs were short, not like this one. Cliff Toby is president of the local steelworkers union in Keewatin. The town borders Keetac's enormous open-pit mine that's several hundred feet deep. Toby says some workers, even those with long family connections to the Iron Range, have left.
I've even heard stories of members just dropping off their house keys at the bank and basically jumping in their cars and heading out.
But other laid-off miners, like Tony Drazenovich, have made a different choice. They've gone back to school through a federal program known as TAA, or Trade Adjustment Assistance. It pays to retrain workers who lost their jobs because of global trade.
I think they're just doing some torch work in here right now.
David Meyer points out students learning how to weld at Hibbing Community College, where he's studying industrial systems technology.
When we graduate, we have another set of skills of hard, dedicated employees that want to get a paycheck for their work.
Meyer helps tutor some of the students, including Kevin Maxey, who was laid off from a company called Mining Resources.
It's been a struggle. It's no lie. I do a lot of homework. Spend a lot of time looking at books.
Maxey's 51. This is actually his second time getting retrained. He got a 2-year degree in computer technology when he was laid off from a different company in 2009. But this is the first time he's had to take physics. He sometimes studies with his high school age daughter.
Oh, I've had to actually ask her help for algebra, you know, because she's right there and right about the same line I'm at, so.
Is that kind of humbling?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And she definitely lets me know, too, that really, Dad, that's easy. I'm like, not for me, it's not.
But Maxey's sticking it out and plans to graduate in May. He hopes to use his new degree to land a better job at one of the mines. But Meyer says most students are thinking of a plan B.
They want this training so that if the mine doesn't open up, they can go relocate. Because it really worries them about how non-dependable the feeling is in the industry.
U.S. Steel has given no indication of when or even if it plans to reopen Keewatin Taconite. The company initially idled the plant because of low steel prices and a surge of imports. That included steel the U.S. says was illegally sold here at less than what it cost China and other countries to make it. In a statement, U.S. Steel says those factors continue to have an impact, even though the federal government has imposed some steep tariffs. Tony Barrett, an economist at the College of St. Scholastica in Duluth, says unemployed mine workers are in a tough spot.
You give up hope that it's going to reopen, you retrain yourself, you're going to get another job, but it won't be like that. And in rural America, you don't get many jobs that pay $60,000 to $80,000 a year like those do.
Barrett says the best hope for mine workers on the Iron Range is if President-elect Trump imposes additional tariffs on imported steel. In Hibbing, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.